Welcome to The Light of the World, and this is Jerry G. Martin. It is our great joy to bring you the Word of God so that you can hear it and you can apply it to your life so that you will continue to grow and be faithful in the things of God. As you listen to this message today, ask the Lord to just lead you and guide you and help you so that He can use your life to make a difference in the people that you come in contact with every day. This is our day and this is our hour to be the light of the world so that God can make a difference. At the end of today's message, we're going to give you more information on how to connect with us online and or in person. We'd love to connect with you and help you to grow in the things of God. Now come and go with us as we walk in the light of God's Word.
And so there are folks coming all the time. I just say they just coming to church. They ain't saved. They're not interested in the things of God. They don't want to get engaged in the things of God. They don't have a passion for the things of God. They're not in the Word. They're not praying. They're just coming to church. Come on. This is where you need to be. But I want you to know that it ain't going to do you no good just to sit up in here. So he said you need to, first of all, recognize that you need to be washed. Secondly, you're going to have to want to be washed. Somebody can recognize that they need to be, but then they don't get washed. And you will have to take the initiative to get clean. Lord, I don't want to stay in this state. I don't want to be stagnant. I don't want to stay in this state where I'm just going through the motions. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1 says this: since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of the reverence for God. Since we have these promises, the promises of greater victory, the promises of overcoming, the promises of God's blessings in our lives, since we have these promises, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that contaminates bodies and spirit. How do we cleanse ourselves? How do you cleanse yourself? By getting stuff off of you. That's how you cleanse yourself, getting stuff off of you, getting stuff out of the way, removing things out of your life that's ungodly and unwholesome and that's opposed to God. You get that stuff out of your life. Get those pornographic magazines out of your life. Get that internet filter put on. Stop going to those websites and cut out that drinking and drugging, coking and smoking, cussing and fussing, fighting and being mean. Oh, Lord. You got to stop that. You got to have a desire to stop it. See, the Lord sends the Holy Spirit to help us. He can't help us if we ain't trying. The Lord is not going to come in and make you do right. He's not going to make you. See, we used to even sing a song, it wasn't right. He come, he make me walk right. He can't make you walk right. When you start off walking right, he'll help you to stay right. But you got to start off in the right direction. You can watch all the pornography you want. He ain't going to make you turn it off. Now, the devil will make you turn it on. You got to say, no, this is not right. I'm going to turn it off. He says, you purify yourself. You start getting the stuff out of the way. You take all the stuff and throw it away. You take those DVDs and throw them in the trash. Don't give them to nobody. You burn them. You flush the drugs down the toilet. You get that relationship right when you're shacking and ain't living married and you're just going through the motion. You got to decide you're going to do that. But you don't know that we got this relationship. Well, get it right. Marry then. Why you won't get married? Because they married to somebody else? It's getting worse and worse. I said, y'all living together, getting married. Well, we can't get married. Why? Well, we ain't got enough money. Well, you don't need to be living together. Two broke folks that's multiplying the problem. And it's ungodly on top of that. Oh, I'm meddling now, huh? God said, you got to do something. Now stop waiting on him. He's not coming down from heaven to start straightening your stuff out until you start. The Holy Ghost empowers you to do what you've initiated to do. That's what the work of the Holy Ghost is. He comes alongside of you to empower you when you start walking in that direction. But you got your own will. Here's what James says in 4:7. Come near to God. Who's doing the coming? You are. You come near to God and he's going to come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinner. Purify your heart, you double-minded. Oh, now, James was talking to you. See, I'm nice. James said, you're double-minded. He says, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. He shouldn't think he's going to get anything from God. Then he tells us in verse 9, grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter into mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up. So the first thing God tells the people in Isaiah, wash and make yourself clean. You got to do that. You want to be right with God. Now, if you want to continue to go through the motion and go to church all your life and then stand before the judgment seat of God and go to hell, that's you. But since you're here, you might as well be right. First thing is wash and make yourself clean. Secondly, he tells us in that passage, take your evil deeds out of my sight. In other words, turn away from your evil deeds. You want to wash. Listen, you don't want to wash and then go right back out and get in the mud. He said, now once you wash, then you turn away from it. That's what we call repentance. 1 Peter 1:23 says, for you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and enduring word of God. For all men are like grass and all their glory is like the flower of the field, the grass that wither and the flowers fall, but the word of God stands forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice, all deceit, all hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. You got to rid yourself. First of all, you've got to watch. And then secondly, you've got to get rid of the stuff. Clean your house. I don't know about you. When I first got saved, I had to do a house cleaning. That was some stuff in the house that had to go. Even some of my albums had to go. I had the albums. Some of them had to go because I was saved. I was so saved, I threw away some of my good albums. Still wish I had the Isley Brothers. I'm just kidding, Sister Clinton. Amen. But, you know, I just thought it was rock and roll. They taught us. I was at the sanctified church. If it wasn't gospel, it had to go. So I didn't know no better. Everything that wasn't gospel went out the door. Had to get some Christian music, some gospel music. Had to throw Al out the door. Al Green, Love and Happiness, bye. He had to go. Isaac Hayes, I Stand Accused. He had to go. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. I was serious. What's the first thing? Wash and make yourself clean. Secondly, take your evil deeds out of my sight. That means put it away. Now, the only way it's going to get out of God's sight is you're going to have to stop doing it. He didn't say hide it so I can't see it. He said, takes it out of my sight. It's out of your sight when you stop it and you no longer do that. Here's the third thing he says, stop doing wrong. First, you wash and make yourself clean. Secondly, you take the evil deeds out of my sight. Turn away from them, repent, and stop doing wrong. That's the repentance. I'm not doing it anymore. Listen, there are some things that are happening in our lives that's really, really tough for us to stop. Because they become more than an item or an incident. They become habitual in our lives. They become habitual. You do it over and over and it become habitual in your life. You got to stop. And sometimes these things become strongholds. We need the grace of God and the power of God to come alongside to break it. But he will break it when we start out in it. We start washing it off. He'll help us. See, we start to wash. He's a detergent that cleans. Titus 2:11 says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions. He teaches us to say no and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. He teaches us to say no. Just say no. Anybody say no? Say no. Listen, you have to start out. You got to say no. See, that message about drugs, just say no, wasn't the first time God said that. It was just say no. A lot of us never say no. We look at it. The temptation comes, we don't say no, we just start looking at it. This ain't good. It must be the devil. Then we start thinking and talking about it. We never said no. Then we rationalize and negotiate. And the next thing we know, we're engaging. He said, just say no. Stop it. You know, the Lord he's very succinct in this passage. He gives a short thing. Wash, take it out of my sight, and don't do it. Say no. Stop it. Cut it out. You know, as a pastor, I can't say things as direct as that. We got to pat you on the head and say, come on, honey, we're going to work with you through this. Now, I know you have issues in your life, or when you grew up, people stole your toys when you was a baby and you hadn't got over it yet. But we're going to keep working on it. Because you talk direct to folks today, they're going to change churches. They don't have no love over there. I need to go where there's some love. Now, what you're saying, you need to go where nobody challenged you to live right. That's what you're saying. I don't want nobody talking to me direct and telling me I need to live right. I don't want nobody challenging me and say I need to straighten up. You want to go where there's some love. So he tells us to stop doing wrong, and then he finishes by saying, now stop doing wrong and now learn to do right. That's the fourth thing. Learn to do right. Now you got to replace, you got to stop doing wrong. When you stop doing wrong and just sit there without replacing it with righteous living, guess what? You're going to start doing wrong again. So you have to, not only do I stop doing something, I have to begin to start doing something else. Stop doing wrong and start reading your Bible. Stop doing wrong and start praying. Stop doing wrong and start serving. Stop doing wrong and start engaging yourself in the work of the Lord. Stop doing wrong and start calling on the Lord to come alongside you. Start doing right things. So you can't do wrong and right at the same time. The old folks used to say it's an idle mind. Is the devil's workshop. Now, that's not in the Bible. Some people say the Bible says. The Bible doesn't say that. But it's a good principle. If you have your mind idle, there are things that's going to come into your mind that's going to cause you to start doing things that perhaps may be ungodly. You stay busy in the church. You start doing works of righteousness. You start getting engaged. You won't have time to get in all these kind of issues that you've been involved in.
Thank you for joining us once again, and this is Jerry G. Martin. We certainly hope that this message has been enriching for your life. If you would like to hear it again, then you can do so by going to our podcast. You can get this message and other messages that you've heard on this broadcast by going to The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. Again, that's The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. And let me just share with you how you can connect with us on other platforms. If you have Facebook, you can like us at facebook.com/TheLow, Humble. There you can be informed and engage with us on Facebook. Or you can follow us on Instagram at TheLowHumble, THELOW, Humble, HUMBLE. We certainly would like to engage with you on all of those platforms. And then we'd love to engage with you in person. Meet us on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., 16161 Old Humble Road. If you're in Atascocita, Cedar, Kingwood, Summerwood, Fall Creek, we're in your neighborhood, so we'd love to have you come by. If you're not connected with the church, I encourage you to come to the Light of the World. It's a place where you can believe and a place where you can belong. We know that you're going to hear a message that's going to be a blessing and a benefit to you and will help you in your life. And you will see what God is doing through His divine power at the Light of the World. For those of you who are looking for a Christian bookstore, the Beacon Bookstore is open right here on our campus. We have Sunday school books, Bibles, study supplies, discipleship supplies, envelopes, and communion supplies. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 4 p.m. Call us at 281-441-2885. Again, 281-441-2885. Now may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.